ha, did she just say that? 30 minutes to laugh it up with Lonnie Latte and Lonnie's R&B and Comedy Lounge.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Lonnie in the Hip Hop Lounge podcast, where we talk about the hottest artists, including singers, rappers, comedians, and actors. Even some of them are sports people that act. So I am a comedian and singer in the Detroit area, so this is going to be fun. Our topic for today is, they love you, but do they like you? It's one thing to love someone. It's one thing to love someone, but do you like them? You've been with them for many years, loving them, saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. They're your family member. They love you. They say they love you, but do they like you? We're going to talk about that right here on the Hip Hop Lounge with Lonnie Latte. So we're going to talk about all that right after this song by La Twins called The Streets of LA, right here on the Hip Hop Lounge podcast. What we doing? Smashing through the streets of LA. What I'm doing? Stressing through the streets of LA. That's a tongue twister. I love it. Smashing through the streets of LA. I love that. That's my song. All right. Hold on. Now, we are about to get back to our topic. We are talking about, does a person love you? That's cool. Because a lot of people love you. Okay. But they don't like you. Okay. Some people say, oh, well, what about if they like you, but they don't love you? No, there's a lot of people after years of being together, they say they love you, or they're a family member or a best friend or something. And they're like, I love you, I love you, love you. Every time they say that, I love you, love you, love you. But they don't like you. They're not showing that they like you. They're like jealous of you, or they embarrass you. All those types of things. So we're going to talk about that today. But first we're going to talk about Shaq and the singer Joe Thomas today. Joe, the singer. He goes by the name of Joe. But first of all, about Shaq, Shaquille Rashawn O'Neal is a former basketball player of the Lakers and is known for dunking and tearing down rims. He is now a sports analyst on the Inside the NBA show. Shaq and Stephen A. Smith can go over his stats because they're great at stuff like that, because they're the smart sports commentators. So I just want to say that, you know, they know how to break it all down. And Shaq is 7'1", and he is probably no longer 300 pounds because he has slimmed down lately. And his ex-girlfriends are probably coming knocking at his door, knocking his door down, trying to get back at him. But he is known as one of the best centers in the game. That's what I do know. Shaq is amazing, and he does commercials, like the Arm & Hammer commercials and things like that. Not Arm & Hammer. I think it was the Arm & Hammer and Pain Reliever Icy Hot. He does several different commercials, and then he also does commentating well, and also jokes around on social media. So he has like that acting gift to him. So we had to talk about Shaq today because we really appreciate Shaquille O'Neal, you know, for doing all that great basketball and then commentating also as well after he retired from basketball. Yes, we love you, Shaquille O'Neal. All right, so we're about to talk about Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas, who is a Billboard chart-topping artist who goes by the name of Joe, started out singing and playing guitar in a church. And I'm not going to butcher the name of the city that he played in, but I think it's Opelika, Alabama. And then he moved to New Jersey and did some music with a record label out in New Jersey. Now, Joe, he went on to be in a band after church. He released his debut album, Everything, in 1993. Joe has many great songs such as I wanna know
what turns you on. Yeah,
I love that song. And now he has a newer song out called So I Can Have You. So we're going to listen to that in a minute. And All the Things Your Man Won't Do. You remember that song? I won't stop until I hear your mama scream. Oh, I want to do all the things your man won't do. That song. He did that song. And so make sure you get all of Joe's albums, including his latest re-release of Joe Is My Name. So check it out. You know what I'm saying. So we're about to get into his song right now. And then we'll hear from Rufus because he got his girl a car. I want to see what he's talking about right after we do this song by Joe. So Can I Have You Back right here on the Hip Hop Lounge podcast.
Of the smile I remember, this just can't all be true. I hope he makes the biggest mistake, the unforgivable that makes your heart break. I hope you tell him sorry's just not enough, and it goes from good to bad. So I can have you back. So many memories tell how long it's been. And I accept the blame as to why you're with him. He wouldn't approve of us just being friends. Believe
Yeah, Joe, that was great. That was Joe Thomas, who goes by the name of Joe. And you can get his album, and it is called My Name is Joe. So make sure you check it out. That was a great song. I just felt everything. So lucky you that. You heard the vibrato. You heard him take it there. You know, with so much strength in his voice. We love Joe. He's amazing. That was just awesome. Thank you so much, Joe, for releasing that song. That is dope. We love and appreciate you, brother. That's amazing. All right, we're about to get back into our topic, which is they love you, but do they like you? And Rufus got his side chick a car, I think. So let's hear from Rufus on what he's talking about. Hey, Rufus, are you there?
Yeah, Lonnie, this is kind of a bad time because I got my girl a car, you know, I got my regular girl, you know, my main chick, I got her a Benz, you know, it was kind of nice, but, I got my side chick a car as well, I got her an old Hellcat, but it's backfiring, it don't sound good, listen to it. With it. Do this sound okay, Lonnie?
Rufus, yeah, that, I don't know if, your car, I don't know if it's supposed to be doing all that. I know some of the Hellcats are made to have like a backfire, like a sports song sound, sports sound. But yeah, that sounds like you need to get it a little checked out. I'm not sure if it's
not a Hellcat. That's the problem. It's a 1985. It's actually a Cadillac.
It's Rufus. You got her a Cadillac that backfires like that. Come on, Rufus. Like, okay, I know she's your side chick, but she deserves a little bit of respect. So you say you love her, but do you really even like her?
That's up for me to know and for you to find out, Lonnie. You always got something to say. You always got something to say. How you gonna talk about my car that I bought for my lady? You just mad because I didn't buy you a car. You jealous. You don't like me. You love and appreciate me. You think you love me as an uncle, Lonnie, but you don't like me because you don't have a car like my lady. That backfire, that is a backfire like the Hellcats. It is not a hoopty backfire.
Uncle Rufus, I think you should really get it checked out. Don't have her driving that car. If it's a Cadillac backfiring like that, I don't think they make them backfire. Only the Hellcats and stuff like that, the sports cars. So you want to get that checked out, okay?
Okay, you always got something to say. You want me to get your car a new car? I can get you a new car. I got it from the auction, you know, and it, you know, sometimes you get a good car, sometimes you get a bad car. Want me to get you one?
Rufus, I'm fine. I bought my car. I'm fine. I think you should get her car taken back. Take it back or get it checked out. Yeah, because if you give her that car, there's gonna be a sign that you really don't like her. You love her. You say you love her, but I'm questioning if you like her. If you got her a 85 Cadillac, 85, right?
Oh, yeah, 85. Like my suit I'm wearing from the 80s.
Okay. Uncle Rufus, don't give her the car. Take that car back because you don't want it cutting off and then she got to push it. Now, I know she's a little big and burly and she might be able to push the car, but that's not what we want. That's not what we want. At least that's what you described to her about her, that she was big and burly. I'm sure she's just a nice, thick a woman.
Nah, she big and burly. If we get in a wrestling match, I'm on the floor.
Uncle Rufus, don't talk about her like that. That's fine. Thank you, and we are going to get back to our topic.
don't embarrassing your mate is a bad thing. I'm not embarrassing her, Lonnie. Get out. Rufus, I gotta do my show. We'll be back right after this commercial. Need to de-stress and laugh? Come to Tony Roney's Comic Vibe on Fridays at 8 p.m. and see me, Lonnie Latte, Popcorn, Camila, Young Money, Tony Roney, and others do hilarious jokes, and there is food available and drinks inside Starters Bar and Grill at 18426 Plymouth Road in Detroit, Michigan. It's gonna be live and funny. Call 313-523-0946 if you need ticket information. And we are back from our commercial break. Thank you for listening to us. We are about to get into our last song. And I hope you enjoyed all the funny stuff that's been said here by Rufus and all the great songs that were played here. I hope you like them. If they take the songs out, I apologize. Sometimes we don't have control over what songs they take out or leave on. But we're right here for you. We're about to get into our last song. This one is by me, Lonnie Latte, and it's called Boy When I Need You. Boy When I Need You. Yeah, I love this song. So listen up. Thank you for listening on this LonnieLatteAndCo.com Laugh It Up show, now called The Hip Hop Lounge with Lonnie Latte. Thank you.
Boy, when I need you, boy, when I need you, so when should I leave you, you've been me wrong, so wrong, so wrong. You didn't call me on my phone. I need a man to call my own now. Pow, pow, da da da. Boy, when I need you, boy, when I need you, now you telling me you want me, then you don't show up now, baby. Da da da. You say I'm not your type, alright. Your girl prank called me last night, calling me a lie like she ain't one. I need a key to call my own now. Pow, pow, da da da. Boy, when I need you, boy, when I need you, now you telling me you want me, and then you don't show up now, baby. Pow, pow, da da da. Pow, pow, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sometimes I feel like a fool. I tried to be down with you. You gave me the run around. I have nobody now. Baby, baby, I need you, I need you. Yeah, let me break it to you like this. Why you never text back? Boy, you just forget that I was your true girl. Always put you on school, platinum and gold necklaces. We's like twins, no differences. But if you expect me to love you, you gotta be there for me too. Boy, when I need you. Boy, when I need you, oh. Boy, when I need you, oh. Now you telling me you want me, and then you don't show up now, baby. Da da da. Yeah. Boy, when I need you, oh. Boy, when I need you, yeah. You ain't there.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, that was Boiling, I Need You, by Lani Latte Me. That's my song. I love it. Thank you guys for listening. I do have one that's more downloadable version. We do have better versions. These are basically versions that I had available. So definitely get the songs from the artists that are the more clear, up-to-date songs that are not video versions or versions that we were able to get for the website for this day. So please, we'll go make sure you visit Joe Thomas' website, better known as the singer Joe. Also make sure you go to LaTwin's website and get The Streets of LA. You can get it on Spotify, Amazon Music, and also Beyonce, Yaya, Cowboy Carter. Make sure you go get the Cowboy Carter album from Amazon Music. Maybe we can play a little bit, but I don't want us to get thrown off because she's a big star, and I imagine that we would get thrown off if we played Beyonce Yaya. So make sure you go listen to the Beyonce Yaya Cowboy Carter. Maybe I can play a little snippet, maybe just a little snippet for advertisement. I think we're allowed to do that just for advertisement. Let's see if we can play a little bit of it. And you guys go get the Cowboy Carter at Amazon Music. That was Beyonce with Yaya. That was so good. Yaya. Yes, so that was a great way to end off our show. That was the Cowboy Carter tour. I couldn't give y'all everything. I wanted to play the whole song, but y'all got to go to the concert. You got to get concert tickets. You got to go to the Cowboy Carter tour. You got to get the Cowboy Carter album on AmazonMusic.com. Make sure you purchase it. Don't stream it. Don't download it for free. Make sure you buy it. I love you guys. Make sure you get the La Twins, Streets of LA, and it's great, great songs by the Twins and Joe Thomas, So I Can Have You Back. And my song, Boy When I Need You. Make sure you listen to it. Buy my songs and my merch on LonnieLatteAndCole.com right here in the Hip Hop Lounge on the Songs and Video page. So make sure you get all this stuff. I'll see if I can post some things from the artists. I'm not sure if I'll be able to get it, but maybe I'll be able to get links to their page. But I want to thank you for rocking out with us and talking about love versus like. Liking is showing that you're really going to show up for somebody on good and bad days, whether people like them or not. You like them, you're going to show up. You're going to show up for them. Even if you're not able to be there in close proximity, you're able to show up by video, video call, call on the phone, something. That's love. So I want to thank you guys for rocking out with me on the Hip Hop Lounge. Until next time, bye.